Thank you, Mr. Thomas. Happy Sabbath, brethren. And welcome to our guests and those watching on the webcast. Hope all the technicalities are going to be good and you're comfortable, and we miss you. Looking at it, all of you, I notice we're all in the same boat. The title of this message is This Proving Ground. Sounds like a dichotomy. I will explain shortly what is a proving ground, the differences between some types, and how they are designed and used to test equipment or systems, test the body or shape the mind, build teamwork for an ultimate purpose. This is the weekly Sabbath day, which God says was made for a man in Mark chapter 2. In Genesis 2, God blessed the seventh day of the week, of every week, and he made it holy by sanctifying and setting it apart from the other 6 days. And it remains so since Adam and Eve were created. He says in his royal law, remember the Sabbath to keep it holy. And here we are. Like other like-minded groups or congregations who have gathered together during this sunset and sunset of this day, whether in person or using the internet when being present is not available or possible, or even just in spirit and prayers when the technology is not available, well, we are here. There are others who keep just the Sabbath, but they're not of this same little flock. We are here together before our God as he commanded. Didn't Jesus answer the Jewish lawyer's trick question? What is the great commandment in the law? You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, I'm emphasizing, with all your soul and with all your mind. This is the first and great commandment, and the second is like it. You shall love your neighbor as yourself. On these two commandments depend the whole law and the prophets. We're here this day because of the great commandment. We are showing our love for God by our actions, that there is, one, no God before him. Two, we don't need any likenesses or objects to worship him, because he wants us to worship him in spirit and truth. Three, we don't take his name in vain. And four, we remember his Sabbath and to keep it holy. Our actions and obedience is how we prove our love for our God and our neighbor. Here is where a proving ground plays a critical role in developing character of mind, body, for an individual, and teamwork in a group. I mentioned there are different types of proving grounds. Before I speak of this proving ground, let me briefly mention some other types which are more physical and emotional in nature. There are military proving grounds where weapons systems, equipment, and personnel are tested for efficiency and effectiveness. Now, these can be comprised of various gunnery ranges for tanks, artillery, aerial attack helicopters and aircraft, formerly even atomic and nuclear testing. San Clemente Island, 60 miles off our coast, is the only remaining ship-to-shore live firing range, and it's the center of the air, land, sea, San Clemente Island range complex, which covers just over 2,600 square nautical miles, according to Wikipedia. Now, most of you have heard of Bikini Atoll in the Marshall Islands group, where 24 nuclear bomb tests took place between 1946 and 1958, according to Wikipedia. Most of you know that I served in the U.S. Army from 74 to 81. 49 years ago last month, I was going through the U.S. Army Ranger School, Class 9-75. In the second of three phases, the mountain phase, is the infamous Darby Queen obstacle course, a one-mile course around a small lake called Victory Pond, with now some 25 obstacles, back then at least, culminating with the climbing a 75-foot wooden tower. I remember there was rope ladders. And zipping down a cable to the other side of the pond and letting go to land in the water. Well, there was some thin ice floating on the surface that April. I had to get out, shivering like a dog shaking off water, and report standing at attention to the training company captain sitting at a small wooden Army Greenfield desk and saluting, saying, "Sir, Ranger Roberts has successfully completed the Ranger Death Slide." Of course, the words did not come out so clean and coherent, but at least it was understandable. I knew of a couple of students that failed that course. In 1992, a student died involving that same obstacle. Full disclosure, I was injured on the last day of that phase and was medically discharged from the school for exacerbating a knee injury. I injured my right shoulder in the French Commando School in Berlin, Germany in 1980, January, 3 days before the end of the course. I learned a little later, while in the 82nd Airborne Division, that God had other things in store for me than to learn the finer arts and ways of killing people and leading others to do the same. I was a sergeant. The most important proving ground is this one. All humans live on it, Earth. The other proving grounds I've mentioned were designed and created by people. This proving ground was designed by God before anything existed. God says in John 1, "In the beginning was the Word was with God, and the Word was God." Just two separate beings, not one in the same, certainly not three. God inspired Paul to write to Titus of the hope of eternal life, which God, who cannot lie, promised before time began. The universe was created physical because God was going to create mankind as physical initially, according to 1 Corinthians 15, where it says, "There is a spiritual body and there is a natural body, but the spiritual does not come first, but the natural, and afterwards the spiritual." Since God promises eternal life, it is to be given to mankind in order, not all at once. Beginning with Jesus, then those who are his at his coming. Now this proven ground is different from the world's Satan-inspired, man-developed ways to kill and conquer, to win battles and wars, win races, achieve degrees and promotions and such. This one is spiritually oriented and designed by God to make kings and priests for himself, to reign in his eternal family for eternity. This proving ground is not to learn to overcome other people. It is designed to overcome the devil, our own selves, our temptations. Let us turn together to Ephesians 6, verse 12. Ephesians 6, 12, New King James Version. "For we do not wrestle against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of darkness of this age, against spiritual hosts of wickedness in the heavenly places." To fight against other people requires various equipment and knowledge to help ensure success. But the spiritual battles we, who are called in this age to be in the first resurrection, will and do face, requires God, his inspired equipment and attitude. He calls it the whole armor of God. He gives us, and we should be experts in using it, each element. We got to study it. Now, this world's warriors get its written orders, and we have God's law of love and righteousness is written onto our hearts of flesh and in the front of our minds. We're here to have God's Spirit working with us. Everybody has that working with us right here, the adults. And we who have been baptized and had the laying on of hands in prayer had the down payment initially living inside us and growing. The very captain of our salvation, Jesus the Christ. We are told this isn't a mile-long course or a sprint. It's an endurance race, with the end being either our last breath or the seventh trumpet. Some have been engaged in this spiritual battle for most of their lives. Our pastor here since the age 17, when he was called. Some here longer. Me, since my baptism, February 26, 1982. It's a lifelong effort of overcoming. The Apostle Paul, in his second letter to the Corinthians, said, "We are not ignorant of his, Satan's, devices. Our physical obstacles have pitfalls. We can usually persevere to accomplishment. Our ongoing spiritual objective meets many falls and chances and reasons to overcome. If you want that physical achievement, that is up to you. It's your goal. This spiritual objective is what God calls us to do because he wants to be our Father and us to be his children and brethren of his only begotten Son, Jesus. All God asks of us is that we persevere until the end. Remember what he told Daniel? Go your way until the end. Then you'll rise again. You'll rest, and then you'll rise again. This proving ground can be daunting and wearying. We are and have been given objectives, and it takes determination, sustained effort, and sometimes guts to achieve. All these worldly types of goals and objectives are finite, meaning there is a time when it is achieved, whether an obstacle course or a PhD, for example. We are encouraged by our captain in Matthew 6 regarding our God-given calling to the objective and our attitude to have. Let's turn to our final verse, Matthew 6, 33. New King James Version. There we go. This Bible doesn't have those little placeholders. But seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added to you. Verse 34 is critical also. Therefore, do not worry about tomorrow. For tomorrow will worry about its own things. Sufficient for the day is its own troubles. It's one step at a time, brethren. In conclusion, we here, and all of us in this common faith the Father has given us, like to Titus, in this calling, have many unseen and treacherous obstacles to overcome. And I think mostly attitude-wise. Satan and his demons do not want us to be considered worthy by God, who is the only judge and judges righteously. After the armor of God is broken down into its six elements, two other things are mentioned in Ephesians 6. Pray always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit. Prayer is important. It's vital. And being watchful to this end, with all perseverance and supplication for all the saints and his anointed ones. We are in this boat together. His peace and mercy to you all.